Ann Arbor will be the first city in Michigan to sterilize deer. Later this year, about 50 female deer will be captured and have their ovaries removed. Mayor Christopher Taylor says the city will also use sharpshooters to deal with the problem, but they've already heard some complaints.
The shooting of deer within the city limits, within city parks, shook many members of our community's sense of their home. It was inconsistent, I believe, with their notion of you know, what their community values.
Now it's the hunters who are upset. Hunting groups like the Michigan United Conservation Clubs are speaking out against the plan to sterilize. Drew Youngdyke of the MUCC says hunters can shoot those deer.
If we have a problem with the deer populations, what we do in Michigan is we hunt the excess deer, we use that venison, we buy licenses, which then fund the conservation of habitat and other wildlife species as well.
Hunters would prefer not to see sterilization used anywhere in Michigan. They worry that it might set a precedent. Sam Morello with the group Michigan Bow Hunters says it just doesn't make sense.
It's really the cost for the taxpayers. You know, if you have bow hunters doing it, it doesn't cost the taxpayers a dime. It's just follow the state law. So that's where the outcry comes from.
It's true that there is an added cost that comes with sterilization, but Ann Arbor is paying the bill without any help from the state. The city has budgeted nearly $100,000 for the sterilization of deer in 2017. Last year, the city paid sharpshooters to kill 63 deer. That was the event that disturbed some of the residents. Recreational hunting is not allowed in Ann Arbor, and many deer are in areas where rifle hunting is just not possible because there are too many homes. DNR specialist Chad Stewart says the situation in Ann Arbor is unique, and hunters don't need to worry about any new precedent being set.
We're still going to be using hunting as our primary form of management across the state, and that's always going to be our number one recommendation, even in a lot of these urban communities.
Stewart says the Ann Arbor experiment has the potential to offer an effective balance to a nuanced problem. He says this shouldn't be viewed as an infringement on hunters' rights, since no hunting opportunities are being lost. He says that if it fails, it will only strengthen the argument for more urban hunting across the state.
This is research. This is what decisions are made on in managing urban deer and deer populations. But we have to have the flexibility to help accommodate certain situations, because not every community is the same, and we can't approach this on a cookie-cutter basis. It just doesn't work that way.
Hunters attending the meeting today will urge the DNR to reject sterilization and instead promote more urban hunting in the future. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Sam Corden.